So Tazria Metzora, we'll get to Tzaras later on, but you'll see how we get there. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that someone who sees the moon through Ashashis, doesn't tell us what Ashashis means, and to give Edus can't give Edus for Kiddush HaChodesh. Meaning, if you see the moon through Ashashis, which we're going to tell you in a second, is a glass. That seems to be the understanding. You see it through glass. So you're not allowed to give Edus that you saw the new moon in Beis Din. That is the understanding of the Gemara. Right, says here, the Gemara Shana Chavdal Amud Aleph, Tan Rabbanan, Reinu B'mayim, we saw the reflection of the moon in water. Reinu Ba'ashashis, Reinu Ba'avim, we saw it through the clouds. Ein Mid and Alav, it is no good because it's not considered actually seeing it. So Rashi there tells us that in Laz, in the Old French, so it is Kandila, some sort of a lamp. The Gemara in Brachos Chaf Hei Mabez also has a similar discussion regarding Ashashis. Amar Rava says the Gemara here, Tsoa Ba'ashashis, if you see something that is disgusting, perhaps some excrement that would prohibit you from davening, because you can't daven in front of something like that. So Muta Likros Kriya Shema Kenegda, but it's behind glass, it's outside the window over there, so then that would be, you're allowed to daven. Erva Ba'ashashis, but if there's Erva, if someone is dressed inappropriately, and they're behind glass, so also the cross Shema connected. You're not allowed to read Shema, even though they're behind a covering, but the covering is see-through. So, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, Tzoa ba'ashashis mutzah the cross kriya Shema connected. Why? Did Tzoa b'kisi tali melsa? Tzoa is about it's being covered in the smell. If the Tzoa is the, if the excrement is behind glass, so you can't smell it, so you're free to daven. But, it says, but you're not allowed to say daven or say shema when there's someone dressed inappropriately behind glass. Why? Because the whole issue is lo yira b'chayir vas daven. You can't see it. So glass is no different than seeing through if the person's in front of you. And therefore, the Gemara says, so since you can see through glass, so that is a problem. It says Rashi there, what is a shashis? It is a lanterna. In the Old French, a lantern. Again, you have this glass covering up something. This is the understanding of Ashashis. Ashashis, we're not going to go through every single time glass appears in Shas, but Ashashis appears as well in the Gemara in Shabbos regarding Chanukah candles in the Chaf Gimel, and regarding whether it's Muksan Mem Dalet. So glass is something that was familiar to Chazal at that time. So it is some sort of transparent thing. Now, we're not going to spend the rest of the evening discussing glass in halacha. I'm going to limit it to glasses. Everything we're going to talk about going forward is a person who wears glasses and they have to see something through those glasses. Are those glasses considered a chatzitza, an interruption between you seeing and performing that mitzvah in its best possible way? I'm going to give you the end of the shiur. In every single case, it's going to be okay to do what you're doing while wearing glasses. I don't really care so much about the end part, the halacha maisa. The halacha maisa is going to be clear. You can wear glasses for anything you want to do. But the discussion of how you get there and what the role of glasses play is interesting on its own. So we're going to go through a number of cases in halacha where glasses come up and will be relevant to this week's parsha as well. Fine. So the Gemara is telling us you can't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh by seeing through the moon of Ashashis. Now, the first case that comes us is a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Kuf Chaf Vav. And he discusses whether Dayanim, judges who need to see a chalitza, right? There's a case of chalitza where the brother-in-law dies and the sister-in-law is going to marry the brother-in-law. They don't have any kids, so you need to do a chalitza. And the Dayanim need to see the tying of the shoe and the spitting of all, or whatever is going to be going on. So you need to see everything that's going to happen. So, says the Shvus Yaakov, can the Dayanim observe the chalitza while wearing glasses? Is that considered observing? Because the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that you, let's see what the Shvus Yaakov says. L'fi madi isa behilchus chalitza sif aleph. Shetzrichim lizar b'dayanim shalo yeheh sumin. The Dayanim cannot be blind when they go and observe a chalitza. Afilu be'achas me'enam, even in one eye. They can't be blind. The Shorosh Makor, who, what's the source? Mishas. It's a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Alpha Mabez. And Tosfos Sham, the Milch Siv, what does it say? Ve'yir kol einei hazakeinim. And she will spit in front of the eyes of the Dayanim, who are there. Ayin Sham. Yim butro liyos echem in a Dayanim, she'enav kahos, ve'lo yachol liros, im lo adei bateinayim. You have a Dayan, who? He's old. A lot of Dayanim are old. And they can't see so well. And the only way he could see is through his new pair of eyeglasses. Is that considered that the Dayan is seeing on his own the Chalitza when he's wearing glasses? A reasonable question. Now, there are different references of what we call glasses in the Achronim. Some will call glasses Batei Einayim. No one will call them Mishkafayim. That's a modern Hebrew word. Or they'll use the German or the Yiddish of Belebrin. Some sort of, I don't know what that is.
Blinim.
So that's how they'll refer to it. So Dilma, the love heavily in his Akanim, Mamish, Kevin Shein Yechol Niros El Ayde Batinim, then Or will say, it's not their eyes at all, because it's the glasses that are helping them see. It's not their eyes observing the Chalitza. This is the question of the Shvus Yaakov here in his Shuvos. Okay, now, the answer, we're going to skip a little bit, so the answer is as follows.
There's no difference between looking through a window wearing glasses.
Well, there might be differences between windows and glasses.
Oh, okay.
Later on. We'll get to the difference between window and glasses later on. So, he begins to answer as follows. Kasev b'tshuvas Dvar Shmuel. He quotes from the tshuvas of the Dvar Shmuel in Siman Reish Mem Beis. Now, what's the Dvar Shmuel talking about? He's talking about whether you can recite Kiddush Levana, not Kiddush HaChodesh, to go to Beis, but Kiddush Levana, like we do on Motzei Shabbos. Can you do Kiddush Levana by looking at the moon with your glasses? That's what the Dvar Shmuel wants to know. So he says, "Daharoa halavana menuga negda mitoch aspaklaria o mara shel sechuches." If I see it through an aspaklaria, some sort of glass, some sort of reflective item, o mara shel sechuches, or some sort of glass, to ein levarach brichas halavana, he says you shouldn't make Kiddush. You shouldn't do Kiddush Levana. Ach lebesof masik to yuchal usmoch al shar haroa nosam. Berakia, you can rely, if there are other people there who see it, then you can rely that they're seeing it, and then that's sufficient for you to say Kiddush Levana, even though you're not seeing it in the proper way. Shepasek Marshal, the Marshal tells us, Tafilu Suma, even a blind person, Yachal Levarech, can make Kiddush Levana. Why can a blind person do Kiddush Levana? Because other people are telling him that the moon is there. Ayin Sham, Dvarav Baruch. Look at the words of the Dvar Shmuel there at length. And then, however, he thinks the Dvar Shmuel is incorrect based on his understanding, because the Gemara, as we know, in Rosh Hashanah tells us that it's talking about observing the moon in a reflection, but not seeing the actual moon. That's his understanding. When the Gemara says that you can't see the moon through Ashashis, it doesn't mean Ashashis glass, but it means a reflection in glass. What is his proof? So he has a number of proofs that Ashashis is not what we think it is. He says, V'chein Isa v'perish Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh in Perek Beis. What does the Rambam say? Re'inhu b'mayim. If you see the moon through in a reflection in water. Now, Pirish. What's the Pirish? On Kiddush HaChodesh, there's a commentary called the Mefarish. And the Mefarish, which is unnamed, this is his understanding of the Rambam. What does it say? Pirish, k'shehistaklu b'mayim. Doesn't mean, what do you mean you see the moon in water? It means that you see the reflection of the moon in water. Reinu bivoa shal yarech al pnei mayim, o reinu ba'ashashis. What's ashashis, says the Mefarish? Reinu bivoa shalo ba'ashashis. We see the reflection of the moon in the glass, in the window, right? You can sometimes, depending on the light, you can see the reflection of something in the glass. So that is attack number one. Meaning, looking at something through clear glass, says the Shus Yaakov, is not a problem. It's only a problem of seeing the reflection of something in glass that is a problem. Therefore, there's no issue, he says, to use glasses. When you look through glasses, it's no different than looking through a window. And a window, he says, is perfectly fine. He has another proof as well. The Gemara in Sota on Lamed Hey Amar Aleph says, Rabbi Lesser Omer, Minayin Shafilu Ovrim Shebemei Iman Amru Shira. We know that when the Jewish people crossed to the sea, everyone, even the children, even the fetuses, were given an incredible level of Ruach HaKodesh. And they could see remarkable things going on in Shemayim as they were going through the splitting of the sea at Yam Suf. So the Gemara tells us that everyone could see amazing things. Afilu ubrin shibimai iman. Even the fetuses inside the wombs of their mother sang shira, amru shira, they sang shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar, b'makalos Baruch Hu Hashem, mekor Yisrael. They did it from the source of Yisrael. What's the source of Yisrael? The womb. They sang from the womb. V'ha, lo kechazi. How did they see, asked the Gemara. When they said, zeh keli van vehu, What were they pointing to? They're in the womb. How did they see out of the womb? So Amar of Tamchum, Keres Nasa Lehem Kaspach, Larya Hamiira, a miracle happened, and their mother's stomachs became glass, and they could see through them, and they could point to the miracle that was happening. We see from here what? A proof that looking through glass is seeing something. That the fetuses were able to say, Zek Helivan Veyu, and they were able to point and see that we see the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is performing. And therefore he has another proof, and he brings the last proof in the fact that a person is allowed to say Shema if there's excrement and glass is covering it, and that is not a problem, but you can't say it if there's something inappropriate on the other side, because glass is considered seeing, says the Dvar Shmuel. And he concludes that the Dayanim are certainly allowed to wear glasses, and the only issue is a reflection. And he says, this is the Minog, because he says the Dayanim nowadays are old, and they wear glasses, and this is what the Dayanim do, and we don't change the Minog. And there's no problem wearing glasses when it comes to observing a case of Chalitza. So that is case number one. Let's move on to the next issue, and that is a statement from the Sha'arei Tshuva. Now the Sha'arei Tshuva writes in Taf Chaf Vav Aleph. He discusses Kiddush Levana. So let's go back, Halacha L'maisa, back to Kiddush Levana. Do we need to take our glasses off when we want to recite Kiddush Levana? Is that a problem? So, he discusses at length, and he says there's no issue with Kiddush Levana through a window. And he says, if possible though, you should open the window if you're able to do it. If you're inside and you can't get outside, so you can see through the window. For example, it might happen a person, Rahman al-Islam, may be in the hospital, and they want to recite Kiddush Levana, they can see that at their window in the hospital room, so it's sufficient. They don't need to call anybody in to open up the window so they can see the moon through the glass in the hospital. That is certainly fine from their bed. If, however, it's possible, and it's not a big deal, to open up the window, then great, do it. It's an easy way to get out of this machlokas. This is the opinion of the Sha'arei Tshuva. His source is the Magen Avraham, there in Tzifkat and Yedal. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan questions this, but we're not going to discuss the Aruch HaShulchan tonight. The Sha'arei Tshuva continues that if a person is wearing glasses for Kiddush Levana, it is certainly okay, even if you are as blind as a bat, without, like me. I can't see anything without my glasses. So even if you can't see anything without your glasses, you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana while wearing your glasses. Again, because the Maharshal tells us that even a blind person can say Kiddush Levana, and therefore it is not problematic. This is, in case anyone questions, this is the opinion of the Sha'arei Tshuva. It's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Vayikra. It's the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halichos Shlomo and Halachos Rosh Chodesh, and again in Minchas Shlomo in Chelik Aleph as well, and Ravad Yosef in Yechav Adas, Dalad Ches Yud, and again in the Chazon of Vajra and Chanukah, and I saw as well Ruvo Sefraim, Ruvo Sefraim Gleimbach writes in an article in Noam, and Yaakov Yosef and Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Tulak Hilchas Isha Yisrael, all the great poskim Svarim say that you don't have to take your glasses off. I did not see a single opinion who said that for Kiddush Levana you need to take your glasses off, and everything
alone
is fine.
Because the argument that was raised before about Kiddush Levana was you really didn't have to see it because someone could say that there's a moon that was so seeing really wasn't a prerequisite. So what happens if you're alone?
So even so.
And if you're deaf. You're alone and deaf.
Alone and deaf. So
you don't know sign language.
So even in that case, that's not a problem. The glasses are perfectly fine and there's no issue at all. Good. Let's tie this in now to the Parsha. The Mishnah in Negayim, which is the halachos of a person has a nega, something on their body, a piece of tsaras, perhaps. So the Mishnah Negayim in Beis Gimel elaborates on the Kohen and how he has to see. And within that conversation regarding the regarding the Kohanim, so there's a remarkable piece from the Tiferes Yisrael, which you have here on the page. It's in the smaller Rashi script, which ironically you may need your glasses for. So he wants to discuss whether the Kohen is allowed to look at the Nega, to look at the possible Tzaras, while using glasses. Can the Kohen wear glasses while looking at the Tzaras? So let's look what he has to say. He says as follows, L'fi zeh, Hayanira l'chora de Kohen Zakin, an elder Kohen, she'enav chalsha, he has weak eyes, ve'eno yachol liros yafeh, rak adeh ashashish shekoren brila, so you can only see by using glasses, V'rak al yada yira yaf, and only through this he can see well. Rishai liros hanega. He's allowed to use glasses to paskin on this person's saras. Darei amru, it says in the Gemara in Brachos, to erva b'ashashas asur, right, regarding erva, your glasses are still problematic. Alma deria al yem b'ashashas shmaria. Seeing through glass is considered seeing. So Lay says there's no reason to be machmir. Tahare b'tshuvos, he quotes in the tshuvos of the halachos katanos, yalef mehasam degam lekros b'sefer Torah. When it comes to reading from a Torah, as we'll get to later on, when it comes to reading from a Torah, there's no problem. You don't need to worry about that as well. And the next line he says, v'chei maisim b'chol yom shemavarchem al Torah v'korin yafid darach. And people make brachos and reading from the Torah wearing glasses, not a problem at all. V'chein mevarachin al haner, people make brachos on the candle by Moshe Shabbos while they're wearing the glasses as well. And he goes on to say, it's very clear to him that there's no issue at all when it comes to wearing glasses and it comes to paskening whether the person has taras or not. So, second case as well, so we've seen chalitz, so we've seen kiddush levana, the kohen who wants to paskin on tzaras is allowed to wear glasses when he is passing. This is cited by the Be'er Heter as well in Kufman Gimel and the Magen Avraham, all these different cases that we've discussed as well. So we have another case where glasses are great. Let's look at the next case, which is the issue of Havdalah candles. Now, this is discussed earlier because of lanterns. Lanterns had the flame and it was surrounded by glass. So they wanted to know, is the lantern a problem? Because you're not really looking at the flame, you're looking at the flame through the glass. So let's look at we don't have the sources right here. It's a lot. We'll just get to the source I want to get to in a minute. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Tzadiches Tesvav that when it comes to Havdalah, you don't make a bracha of Ma'orei Eish if the fire is behind the glass. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch the Mechaber. This is based on the Yerushalmi and Brachos Chesvav, which seems to say that Adam HaRishon did not have glass behind the fire when he made the original bracha of Borei Marei Eish. That's why we make the bracha, because he found fire in Moshe Shabbos, and that ties into Adam HaRishon as well. That's for the reason why Pi Kabbalah, that we look at the nails, because Adam, it is said before he sinned, had a skin that was entirely made of nails. Apparently that was a good thing. And then when it went away, all was left after the chait was the nails on his finger. And therefore we look at the nails to remind us of Adam HaRishon. There's other reason why we look at the nails as well, because we want to be able to tell the difference between two coins, because that's the way you would use the light to look at their change to see what's a quarter and a nickel. But most people don't have money on them by Motzei Shabbos, or they shouldn't have money on them by Motzei Shabbos. And therefore the same thing is to look at the nails and the skin on your fingers. It's the same difference of shading and color. It's very similar, but it's different. So you look at your nails to be able to differentiate between the two things. A third reason for looking at your nails is because the growth of nails represents a siman bracha, because nails grow very quickly. So since Moshe Shabbos is a time to daven for bracha, therefore we look at the nails as well. So there's a lot of reason why we look at the nails, but it comes here, tying back to Adam HaRishon, that since we want to look at the fire as it was made by Adam HaRishon, and there was no glass covering the fire, and therefore says the Yerushalmi that this is why we can't look at the nair behind the glass. Oh, there's a lot of things that were different when Adam HaRishon made the fire the first time. Okay, tzarafin. But this is the opinion of the Yerushalmi cited by the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Rashba has a different understanding, but nevertheless, the Be'er Halacha writes that it's proper to be machmir since the takana we just explained. Therefore, he says, lichad chila, the fire should not be behind glass. That is the opinion of the Be'er Halacha here as well. Now, the Magen Avraham argues with the Shulchan Aruch, and that's going to become the Kula. The Magen Avraham has legs to stand on to say that the Mechaber is incorrect. Therefore, you have machlokes in the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch. So, lichad chila, says the Be'er Halacha, it's perfectly fine. It's lichad chila, you should not look at the flame behind the glass. That should not be done. But then he goes on to say that there was if it's not such an issue, then if it is an issue, then it's still okay. You don't have to go make yourself crazy if the flame is behind glass. So, what's the implication for the Be'er Halacha? So, how can we apply this to glasses? Meaning, when the flame has a lantern behind it, so that is the flame being covered with glass. But isn't that different, though, than glasses? Glasses is not a glass covering the fire, the glasses are covering your eyes, and the fire is all the way over there. So maybe even glasses would be fine according to the Be'er Halacha. It's a reasonable argument. Even l'chadchila. Maybe that's a reasonable argument. So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach wrote a sefer called Ma'orei Ha'esh. And there, it's one of the first svarim that dealt with technology in Shabbos. He wrote it when he was very, very young, many, many years ago. And that kind of put him on the map, the sefer. And there he discusses electricity on Shabbos and fire and all these different things of technology that were coming around in the 1920s and the 1930s in Eretz Yisrael. So at the end of a piece, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes as follows. He says, V'yafa heir li b'zeh yididi ha'avrei ha'muflag ha'rab Shimon Bookspan. I don't know who this is. Somebody must have learned in his kollel. To ladas haMishnah Berurah. To midami raya derech chalon laor shebesocha zechuchas. That the Mishnah Berurah says that looking at a flame behind a lantern is the same as looking at a flame through somebody's house into their window. Right? You want to make havdalah, and someone has a flame behind the window. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the same thing. Whatever we're talking about here regarding a flame with a lantern over it is the same thing as a flame behind somebody's window. So he says, Nachon gam lahasir es hamishkafayim b'shas habracha. It's proper to remove your glasses when it comes to the bracha. Came into al-koponim riyaso hi al-yidei davar shamafsik bein l'bein or because it is there's a hefsik between, a break between your eyes and the flame itself. This is the opinion of this avreich. But he says, now this is in a note here, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Kevin Shazam Mishaper Asariya, because it's enhancing the sight. This is the, not Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion, this is the opinion of a guy who we learned with, who he thought made an interesting point in the understanding of what he thinks the Chafetz Chaim would say in this regard. Okay? Would the Chafetz Chaim make such a point? So, in addition, there is the Ksos HaShulchan. The Ksos HaShulchan and Simen Sadi test. The Ksos HaShulchan is Reb Chaim Noah, whose measurements we rely on for much of our halachos. So he was a good Chabadnik who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in Simen Sadi test that a person wearing glasses should remove them when he makes the bracha on Eish. This is his opinion. But he then says that it can't be because he never heard of such a thing. And that's ridiculous. Who takes their glasses off for Havdalah? So he rejects that as well. And then he says, maybe there's a difference. He says, since the candle itself is not being covered, as we said, that's not a problem, right? Glasses are covering your face. They're not covering the candle. And therefore, that's his reason to say that even l'chadchila, there is no reason to take off your glasses for the bracha of Morei Eish on Motzei Shabbos. Okay? But he does say that a person who has tinted glasses perhaps should take them off, because there, the tinting of the glasses is perhaps changing the way the fire appears to you more so than it should be. And then if you're wearing sunglasses on Motzei Shabbos, you should take them off. Why wearing sunglasses on Motzei Shabbos? Again, I don't know. But if you were, perhaps the Chatzila wants you to take them off for Havdalah. Next. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Chaf Vav Dalin that there's a minug that when you say Shema, you should look at your tzitzis when you say your Isem Oso. That is brought down because it shows your love of the mitzvah. So that is in Shulchan Aruch, and that is what many, many Jews do. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says there, in Sif Katan Zion, that it's a segula for good eyesight, and a lot of brachos for doing such a thing. Now, the Leket HaKamach HaChadosh, in Samach Aleph Lamed Zion, in his Perush on Shulchan Aruch, says that there are those who have glasses, who have the minog, to remove them when they look at their tzitzis by Re'isim Osa. Says that is their, some people have a minug to do such a thing. And he says, this is actually bad. He thinks it's a bad thing when you look at your tzitzis to take off the glasses to look at them. And he says, because we know there's a shita of the Gra. The Gra is cited in the Maisa Rav, which is the collection of the students of all the Vilna Gaon's customs, in Simon Lamentes. The Gra said that a person shouldn't kiss their tzitzis when you say tzitzis three times at the end of Shema, because that would be an unnecessary hefsek in the recitation of Shema. There's no mitzvah to kiss the tzitzis. It's just a hefsek in the recitation of reciting Shema. And the Vilna Gaon felt a person should not kiss his tzitzis. So says the Leket HaKamach HaChadosh, if the Vilna Gaon said that kissing your tzitzis is too much of a hefsek, what about taking off your glasses in the middle of Shema so you can look at your tzitzis? Too much of a hefsek, he says. Certainly you shouldn't do it. Keep your glasses on, and it's certainly fulfilling, and you get all the brachos the Mishnah Berurah promises you by looking at your tzitzis through glasses. In addition, the Yalkut Yosef in Samach Aleph Dalet there cites his father, Rav Avadya Yosef, who would not take off his glasses when it came to saying Shema. It's the opinion of Rav Binyamin Zilber in the Asnid Brua Yud Beis Nun Gimel, and that covering the eyes is a minhag, and there's no reason to be machmer on top of that minhag. And the Klausenberger Rebbe in the Divrei Yetziv and Lakutim Siman Yud Beis also says there's no reason to wear glasses for Shema, even al pi Kabbalah. Even in the Olmos al Yonim, they want you to keep your glasses on for Shema, and no reason to take your glasses off. I know some people, when they cover their eyes for Shema, they either put their hands on top of the glasses or maybe underneath the glasses, but that is not really our discussion here. It has nothing to do with seeing. It just has to do with covering your eyes to be able to concentrate. Next. The Magen Avraham writes in Taf Lamed Gimel Dalet that you can't do bdikas chametz through a window. Okay? That means you can't look. It's you had a room that had glass. You can't look through the glass and say, ah, everything in there is fine, and look through the window in order to do bdikas chametz. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya Aleph Tess, it says that a blind person as well can't be a shochet. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. It's probably a good idea. So there's a tshuva. There's the tshuva from a Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger wrote thousands and thousands of pieces of Divrei Torah. They are still publishing it, and he died over 150 years ago. So he has a collection of Svarim called the Tuv Tam Vadas. So in the third edition, the Ma'adura Tlisai, in Simen Samach Vav, and again in Simen Samach Pei, he discusses whether a shochet can wear glasses. Because if we said that a blind person can't wear glasses because there's something off of his sight, so what about a person wearing glasses? Or should we be worried that he's not going to see properly as a shochet? He says that, that's his opinion, that perhaps the shochet should not wear glasses. You shouldn't use a shochet who has to wear glasses. Now, there's a tshuva in the Divrei Malkiel, in the Chelek Dalet, Simen Lamed Aleph. And the Divrei Malkiel says that we should be worried for this opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger, and the shochet should not wear glasses. On the other hand, the Darkei Tshuva, the father of the Munkach HaRav, there in Simen Aleph and Shulchan Aruch in Os Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the Darkei Tshuva was written not necessarily by the father of Munkach HaRav, but was put together by the Talmidim, and he edited it. They went through all of the Yerideya and just collected every single piece of weird tshuvos and interesting things that had to do with halacha, and he ordered it. So he says that you cannot remove a shochet from his position because he needs to wear glasses. It's usur, he says, to ruin a person's parnasa because they start to wear glasses. He might, lechatchila, should not be pointed to shochet if he has glasses, he says, but certainly you can't remove a shochet who wears glasses. This is also the opinion of Dirim Al-Kiel, and I don't know what they do halacha l'maisa nowadays. I assume the shochet doesn't wear glasses, but I don't remember for sure.
Actually, be violating anti-discrimination.
Here, that'll be an interesting court case. So, the Shulchan Aruch then says that in Yud Aleph Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can only shecht at night if there's a torch nearby. Really, you shouldn't shecht at night, but if you have a torch, then you're allowed to shecht. What's the definition of a torch? Like we say for Havdalah, you need to have two flames near, not necessarily touching each other, but two flames near each other. So if you have a torch, then you're allowed to shecht at night. So the Das Torah is Rav Shwadron, Rav Shlomo Shwadron's grandfather, who's in Europe. So he writes there, in Yud Aleph Sifkat and Gimel, that if the torch is behind glass, it's not a problem. It's still considered as if a torch is there. Then he cites the opinion of the Das Kedoshim. The Das Kedoshim says that the Magen Avraham is speaking about the glass of his time, which is not as clear as it was nowadays. Whenever we had people questioning glass in the early Achronim, that's because their glass wasn't so clear. But nowadays, our glass, our glasses, this is a good quality. It doesn't make a difference. And therefore, all this discussion about glasses and glass falls by the wayside because our glass is very clear and pure and it should not create an issue at all. In Aleph Nun, he notes that there's a comment of Rashi in Tehillim in Vav Ches and in Lamed Aleph Yud, where Rashi says that by looking through glass, you can't see clearly. But, you know, in 1040 to 1105, maybe the glass wasn't so good. But nowadays, the glass is better, and glasses and glass should not be problematic. And he says that certainly, if you see better with your glasses, so for sure you should use it for shlita. Better that you should use the glasses and see better than not use the glasses and not see well at all. Next, What about performing general birchos hari'iyah? Brachos where you need to see something. I need to make a bracha. I see a Talmud Chacham. I want to make a bracha on Talmud Chacham. I see the king. I want to make a bracha on the king. So the Shari Chuvin Reish Chav Dalet Gimel says that you can wear glasses for birchos hari'iyah. And he says that it certainly depends on the machoks and the Shvus Yaakov and the Devar Shmuel regarding birchos halavan and things like that. But he finds no problem to wear glasses if you want to make a bracha on the king. In Kuf Pei Ches Aleph, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses the issue of looking at maros, right? We know that if we bring maros of blood to the rabbi to look at, to make sure that if things are okay with Hilchos Nida, so can the rabbi use glasses to look at maros? Is that a problem or not? So the Mishkanos Yaakov there in Kuf Pei Ches says that you can decide maros by looking through glasses. He cites the Das Torah, that the Shochet needs to wear glasses, that we just said. And he adds that it's Maisim B'chol Yom, the Rabbanim wear glasses when they look at Maros. And it's Pasha to him that looking at Maros through glasses are not problematic. And you can even use a magnifying glass if you want to. All these things are fine. The Divrei Malkiel and Dal Lamed Aleph that we said before said that the rabbi should not use tinted glasses to look at the Maros. They should be good, regular, clear glasses. Don't use tinted glasses. Now, let's get to one more halacha, which is lemaisa, technically lemaisa nowadays, even though it is certainly lemaisa when the Beis HaMikdash come, when the Beis HaMikdash is built. We have to be seen by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says that on the Shalosh Regalim, we need to have re'iyah. We need to be seen by a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. It's one of the mitzvos of the Shalosh Regalim. So, the Stei Chemed writes, in the Asifas Dinim Marechas Yantuf, the Stei Chemed is an encyclopedic work of halacha, and he writes there on the subjects regarding Yantif in Simon Beis Os Vav. He says that he has a letter from Rosh Shlomo of Vilna, the Binyan Shlomo, the famous Rav in Vilna, that Rosh Shlomo of Vilna sent him a letter saying that the reason why we know the Gemara tells us that when the Jews went to be Ola Regal, they would show the Jews the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? They would see the Kruvim who were standing with each other and they would praise it. That was like a big deal. When you went to Shalosh Regalim, they would show them the Lechem HaPanim and they would show them around the Beis HaMikdash. So why was it so important that they show people the Beis HaMikdash? Because there's a mitzvah of Yira'ah, to see the Beis HaMikdash. That's, we see something to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the whole idea. To see the Makom HaMikdash is part of the mitzvah, says the Binyan Shlomo, of going to be Ola L'Regel, to see the Makom HaMikdash. Now, this is also, well, we said there was shown the Lechem upon him. Now, Rav Akiva Schlesinger was one of the Talmidei Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, a very interesting character. He laid a lot of the foundation for the Haredi community in Eretz Yisrael. He had some very interesting shitos as well, and this is going to be one of the shitos. So there's a sefer called the Har HaKodesh, and at the end of the Har HaKodesh, there's a book, there's a kuntras, a few pamphlets called the Kuntras Mishnasos Shel Rabbi Akiva. Some of the customs that Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger observed when he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So it says that Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger had a minhag to go near to the Makom HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim and to look into the karka of the Beis HaMikdash. He would go up to the gates of where the Jews wouldn't go past, and they would open the door for him, and we would look at the ground of the Makom HaMikdash, because he felt that there's a mitzvah of Yira. You have to see the Makom HaMikdash. And then what would he do? The story was that he had glasses, says the Kuntras, and when he looked at the floor of the Makom HaMikdash, he would take off his glasses because he felt that you had to see the Makom HaMikdash, meaning not your glasses. That is a fantastic chumrah. Now, this the Gemara Mishnah Chagiga says that a person who has a blind in one eye has no mitzvah of ri'iyah, and the Bartanura says because he can't see fully, and therefore he understood that perhaps it's not seeing fully if you look through glasses. Now, I heard Rav Shechter say a number of times that there's no kiyam simply by staring at the ground of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to look at the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Lechem HaPanim. There has to be something there. Simply just looking at the floor, walking up, you know, to the top of HaKotel, or going over to Har HaZeisim and looking down into the karka of the Makom HaMikdash is nothing. You need to see something there. There's nothing there, says Rav Shechter, and therefore there's no kiyam to go look at the ground of the Makom HaMikdash in order to fulfill this mitzvah. The Halachos Ketanos in Aleph Reish Ayin Dal discusses whether there's a mitzvah of seeing a Talmud Chacham or zaken through glass or window? Meaning, if I see a Talmid Chacham coming, but I see him through glass, do I have to stand up? The Pesachei Tshuva in Choshen Mishpat Lamed Hei Ches discusses giving edus through a window. If I see something through a glass window, is that considered edus as well? And all these things could apply to glass as well. All these things would be part of discussions, which I'm telling you already is perfectly fine, and glasses are perfectly no issue at all. The Rav Avadja writes in Yechav Adas and Dal Yud Ches Yud that one who wears glasses can recite Birchas Hachama, which is coming up in, I don't know, 22 years or so. So you can recite Birchas Hachama while wearing glasses. You don't have to take them off. And he says there's no difference for Kiddush Levana. And he even says you can wear tinted glasses for Birchas Hachama.
Because he wore tinted glasses.
Maybe because he wore tinted glasses. It's a good point. So as a Kohen who's generally, the last point is, as a Kohen who needs to wear glasses, is he possible to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? Is that a mum? I don't know. It's a good question, but for another time. I just want to end with a Maisa from the Kutzker. So there's a Sefer, the MSV Amuna, which is a classic Sefer of ideas from the Kutzker Rav. So this is in Os Tufshin Pei Gimel. In other editions, in other places, this is just the copy that I have. So it tells us that, B'shamim ha'achronos, the Yemei Chayav Shel Rabbeinu, when the Kutzker was old in his last years, Saval Kama Pa'amim Ka'iv Gadol Be'inav, his eyes hurt him greatly. V'yatsu Rofe Mumcha, and they went to a doctor to ask what to do. And the doctor told him, take off your glasses when you're learning, so you won't strain your eyes. That's what you should do. But the Kutzker would not take off his glasses when he was learning. He told him to wear glasses when he was learning, but he refused to put his glasses on when he was learning. Why? Because he didn't want to have a hefsek between his eyes and the holy Torah that he was learning. So, Hashem should give us brachos, we should all have good health in our eyes, and we should continue to perform many mitzvos using our healthy sight.